Good morning. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 9th, Tuesday the 9th of June 2026. By goodness, it's all going very quickly, isn't it? This year seems to have vanished. And the weather seems to be all over the place. I've woken up today and I've looked out my window here down on the south coast and it is a sunny day. Well, so far, anyway, I think it's about 7:15 in the morning. I've been charging up batteries and things. I've got the tractor battery, which is now charged up again. The problem we have with our tractor is that because we don't use it in the way that I suppose, you know, tractors are designed to plough a field for several hours, and it has a dynamo, I think it is, that puts charge back into the battery rather than a alternator. I guess it was just the design at the time. It's 72 years old. After a few starts or just standing around, it gets flat, so one has to keep charging the bloody thing up. Also, my power oak, which I've got, which is an old thing now, which is able to charge and power my laptop and phone and, you know, those sort of things. But it soon discharges as well, which is a shame. So I've been charging all these things up. Oh, excuse me, a bit yawny this morning. Cup of coffee at the ready. The pipe I'm going to load up in a second. And I'm sitting around on a quiet morning looking at all the books on the shelves and thinking, one needs more books. No, probably thinking the reverse. Probably thinking I've got too many of them. But they are my friends. And as I've said many times, you know, often I'll pick up a book and I may have read it or I may have read part of it. And again, I may just read a page just out of the curiosity. It's lovely to be able to do that, just to be able to pick up a book and go, oh, that's fascinating. Pick up a little, I don't know, little fact about something or a piece of prose and go, how beautiful that is written. It's just lovely. I enjoy having them around. Many people come when they come to my house and they say, do you read, have you read all the books? And there's a fair chance that I've read from cover to cover, certainly over half, and probably I've read bits, you know, a certain, not necessarily cover to cover, but the relevant chapters. I find that I used to be interested in a subject, say a historical subject, read it. It would reference another book. I felt I needed to get that book. I would buy that book. And sometimes that book that I had booked wasn't quite in the style or was unreadable or was off the topic I thought it was on. And I would read bits of it. Or it wasn't quite as coherent as or conclusive as I was hoping. And so you sort of put it to one side. And sometimes books just are just completely not what you expected. Anyway, just say that more at random, really, than any particular reason. I haven't got a book to read a passage from you, although I have been trying to find time to do some more writing. But with the land project, everything's it's full on at the moment, as you can imagine, although not at the moment here, sitting at home and enjoying the, I was going to say a leisurely get-up. Unfortunately here, when the sun is shining, there is no area outside, because I don't have a garden, to sit in the sun first thing in the morning. And that's a tragedy. That is a tragedy. Oh, excuse me. It is one of those early mornings. Well, it's not that early. I must have a slurp of coffee. And sorry about the sound of the chair. It's an old, knackered chair, like everything in this house, really. Probably like me. As ever, I don't have a special subject to talk about, but I thought, as I had the opportunity to make a recording, I would chime in, as they say. I follow a number of people on YouTube. That's the only social media that I do. I really have no interest in Facebook, no interest in TikTok, and I don't watch shorts either. I find them not conclusive enough. Again, it's that thing about having an attention span that people seem to have lost these days. I like a much longer format, something to engage me, say, for half an hour to an hour. And I can't see the point of shorts. You know, it's like titillation for the sake of it. It's over. And actually, all that happens is you watch another short and then another short. Doom scrolling, I believe it is. And all that's happened is that you've been engaged in rubbish for an hour instead of something which is stimulating and makes you think. Now, some people may like that sort of thing. But I don't do that. And in a way, I'm quite lucky. I was going to explain this. My phone is an old phone. It gets YouTube and whatever and all of those things. But the battery is a bit knackered. So if I use it too much, or after, you know, a couple of videos, the battery has almost snuffed it. Needs repowering up. And so it's quite handy because then you can't really sit there and do any of this doom scrolling because you can see the percentage dropping like nobody's business. I keep promising myself I shall buy myself a new battery for the phone. I don't want a modern phone. I don't want one that has all the AI bits in it. I don't want one that has the surveillance technology in it. I don't want facial recognition and thumbprints and all that sort of gubbins. You know, I'm an old-fashioned bloke, and I like things to be in an old-fashioned way where if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I like. I'm just stacking up my pipe, which again is an old-fashioned thing. I'm trying not to get too much tobacco everywhere else. There we go. So, quite why did I mention YouTube? I can't quite remember. No, it's gone. focused on lighting and on getting the pipe going. Sorry, this is very dull. I'm sure that there are far more interesting podcasts to listen to than The Naked Englishman. What have we been doing? I suppose this is supposed to be a diary of what I've gone up to. Well, yesterday really was a catch-up day. And today also emails and books. Another book went out, more inquiries for my book, which is good. If I make a video and mention the book, I do generally get inquiries, not always sales, but it's nice to get inquiries. But yes, so a few inquiries came in and a book sale. So I assailed myself down to the post office. And the post office, here's a bit of gossip for you down where I live. It's a main seaside town, Worthing, as you know. And they are threatened with the post office, which is in, well, it used to be W.H. Smith's. It's no longer W.H. Smith's. It's now T.G. Jones, whatever that is. And apparently, they, whatever the company is, they put this name as a trading name so that it sounded similar to W.H. Smith. I do believe that T.G. has no, you know, whereas W.H. Smith has probably got William Henry Smith or something similar that was established, you know, I don't know, what, 100 years ago? W.H. Smith, it's been around for a long time. But it's been bought out, they've changed the name to T.G., T.J. But I don't believe that T.J. Jones has any name to it. They just picked out some initials so that it sounded like W.H. Smith, T.J. Jones, sounded in a similar sort of vein. And I think they've misjudged it because they're now thinking... And so the post office was in W.H. Smith, now T.J. Jones. And T.J. Jones is struggling. And so I think they are thinking of getting rid of the store along with the post office. So that is the main post office. It used to be in the Royal Mail building, part of the Royal Mail. It got separated. This is the stupidity of big corporations selling off things. Because it's known as post office counter services, isn't it? Excuse me, lighting my pipe. So Worthing, I don't know how many people are here, 100,000 people, is threatened with not having a proper post office. Now, there are other little stores that do basic post office, but they don't do the money transfers. They don't do the, or they'll be overwhelmed with parcels and all the different types of parcels that they do now, the Evri and DDP, is it, whoever it is, and all these other partners that they've partnered up with, the post office, in order to get these things delivered, and pensions and passports and banking and all these other services, driving licenses and all these other forms and things. You imagine going into a little confectionery shop with one post office counter, which was really there just to design to do a few parcels and letters. And people have come in for their pensions and all these other things. It'd be just a nightmare. Absolutely, they wouldn't be able to cope with it. And they wouldn't have the space because there's a lot of returns are done as well. Returns parcels that are being returned back. And they need a bit of space. Even the post office that there, I was chatting to the lady and she was complaining, you know, we just don't have the space in the back of a store. So it is a one-way street to disaster, these selling off things of what is a national institution and an integral part of not only business, but people's daily communications. I mean, we can't do it all by email and downloads. And we don't want to. Sorry, just struggling to get the pipe going this morning. So that's a little bit of unfortunate gossip. And I mean, like all things, everything's closing down. And yet, firms are getting bigger and bigger. Everything's being forced to be online. There's no name attached to anybody, you know. Everything is done by an office, the office of whatever it might be. Nobody takes responsibility anymore for anything. You never speak to the same person twice, like at a GP these days. Not that I go to a GP anymore. I mean, they're all murderers, aren't they, at the end of the day? I remember talking to a lady whose husband was a doctor, a GP, general practitioner, and he was retiring, and she said when he retired, he said to her the day he retired, he said, "Thank God for that, I've retired. I no longer have to kill people." And he was aware, he didn't mean that he was shipham. He wasn't one of them. But he knew that the pills that he was told or incentivized to dish out the little white pills were not good for people in the long run. There may have been some short-term benefit, but the side effects and the long-term use of these things were detrimental to people's health. And we know, you know, we know the reason why. Well people don't make people rich. Ill people make these people rich. So we know that that is what they want to continue to do. I mean, it's the old system of built-in obsolescence, isn't it? It's just that we have been built in with obsolescence so that other people can get rich. The sad thing is that they're human too, and they're likely, just as likely to get ill and just as likely to then take the blooming pills themselves. It's like the people poisoning the skies with the chemtrails. They still also have to walk about on the earth underneath all the chemtrails. You kind of think the short-sightedness of all of this is quite bizarre, but then, you know, and it goes, the same goes, I suppose, with these people who are trying to get to the heads of big corporations or the heads of parliament and government and things like that. You know, whoever is at the top, whoever's like the prime minister, whoever is the CEO of a big company, that they may have this and wield a lot of power, but they're always looking over their shoulder, aren't they? They're always looking over to see who is coming up behind them. As their time starts to dwindle, as they get older, as they've made a few mistakes, as they've become less liked, as they've become isolated in their ivory tower, there's always someone else climbing up the greasy pole, knife in hand, ready to stab them in the back. So, I mean, what the lesson there is that they get blind. They're blinded by their greed and their power, and they cannot see those monkeys, let's say, climbing up the greasy pole, coming to get them, the next CEO who comes in and is just as much a power-hungry disaster for these companies, or not necessarily for the companies, but for people as a whole. Whereas a small, independent, family-run business, let's say, you may have the father figure, let's say, and you may have daughters and sons who know that when he wants to retire, and that may be a set time, or if he dies, that one or other will take over. And there may be squabbles about it, who's going to do it, but he hasn't got to look over his shoulder to think who's climbing up, who's about to get rid of me. You know, it's less of a problem, I would think. I mean, I'm supposing. I mean, there's always exceptions, isn't there? I don't really... You know, you want to be the boss and you want to wield the power and do what you run your own business as an independent and it's just you. If there's only you, let's say for the sake of argument, you're a blacksmith. I know there's not very many blacksmiths or a call for blacksmiths these days, which is a shame because there's many people out there who like to do the smithery work. But let's just say for the sake of argument, there is enough work. Then when you're the blacksmith, you're the boss. You may not have an apprentice or anybody else helping you. It may just be you. You've got all the power you need. You can decide to go into work or not. You can decide how many clients you have, as it were. You decide how many horseshoes you're going to make, or wheelwrights you'll deal with. You know, whatever the thing is, you are the boss, and you can make that decision. You don't need to be climbing up a greasy pole and stabbing people in the back. It seems to me it's a much nicer, quieter, more rewarding lifestyle than sitting in an office somewhere in a smoky city like London, full of invisible smoke, the Wi-Fi smog, and the electrical magnetic frequencies, and sitting around pretending that you're some great I Am. Yes, you've got a big bank account and all of that, but I don't know, how satisfying really is it? I think you're living in cloud cuckoo land, but people have been led to believe that this is what life is all about. And I know it's not, from my own humble experiences, and as we do working on the land, there is nothing more satisfying, I think, than these little simple things of being in and around nature. Simple. And looking at your handiwork, whatever it is, making yourself a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you drink, sit in the sunshine and admire the things that you've done, not from a point of view of aren't I clever, but as a point of I've cleared those weeds, I've dug that ditch, I've cut that grass, maybe scythed it. I feel the aches in my body from having done some honest work. And now I'm reaping the rewards of sitting in the sun, feeling I've done something worthwhile. Tomorrow it may all grow back, the ditch may fill with water, the grass may all, you know, grow back again, what have you, and I may have to do it all over again, but I have done an honest day's work. I've used my arms and hands and legs. I've used my brain to think what I was going to do. It is a very rewarding experience. I'm not saying you should do that necessarily every day and knacker yourself out. It's not about working for the sake of working to have aches and pains and, as I say, you know, knacker yourself out. It's not about that. Some days you may be just walking about picking the fruit of your labour. And then you look at the big pile of apples or a big pile of blackberries or raspberries or broad beans or whatever it is, and you think, I've grown those, I've picked them, I've harvested them, I'm going to process them, whatever it is you're going to do with them. It's just as satisfying that you've done something with your day, but it's not necessarily been from 6 to 10, as in 6 in the morning till 10 at night, working hard. You may have only done a few things in a few hours and then sat down to enjoy the rest of the day. Why not? Why not enjoy it? This is your life. We only have one life in this iteration. We may have another life ahead of us. We may have millions of lives. We may have everybody's life that we have to live. But at this one moment, you know, anyway, I'm waffling on about nothing in particular, as is my wont. So I shall leave you now, as I smoke the rest of my pipe and cogitate what I'm actually going to do today in the sunshine. I may do some more writing. See what the world brings. Take care and bye for now.